So what Mark was just saying was how much I talk on a Friday. So this morning I'm going to hand over to Mark. No, good morning, guys. Friday morning, it's rolled around again. We've got these guys with us this morning. We have got Jono and we've got Thomas with us this morning. And it's quite fitting, actually, because we're talking about whether or not you should or should not get a degree. Now, guys, if you're watching and you are just about to embark on your degree, like our daughter is, we do not recommend that you stop what you're doing as a result of what we're telling you. We're just giving you a couple of options as to how life could look like if you did not get a degree. And we might have a little bit of a debate over it this morning. What do you reckon, Mark?
Yeah, well, you can go 4 degrees, I'll go against. No, you go against, I'll go four. But the reason we,
Okay.
and I think particularly, it's not a conversation. We are employers. We do see a lot of younger people coming through the ranks, and we
Exhibit A and B.
exhibit A and B. And then we did have the conversation openly yesterday as a little Novak family about degrees, people not applying their degrees to what they do in the big wide world. And one of the things I spoke about was the non-earning of money for 4 years. Then I spoke about the debt, the payback of debt
Yeah.
for the, 2, 3, or 4 years past that. Some people take 10 years to pay their hex debt off, to then not even apply that degree to what they end up doing anyway. And I was saying the system could be a little bit wrong where perhaps kids should take a gap year and actually work and then realize, yes, I need to do a degree. And yes, that's the work that I want to do. Then go do their degree.
Which puts them a year behind, though. So one of my best friend's daughters did a law degree, and it took her about, I think, 5 or 6 years to actually get her qualifications. And she's out and she's working as a lawyer, and she'd always dreamt of being a lawyer. It's all she'd ever talked about. And now that she's out in the big wide world working as one, just doesn't love it. Really does not love it. So all those years of training and education potentially could have gone to waste when she could have been working in a field that maybe she would have preferred doing. But yeah, look, I think, and also coming out of 14 years of schooling and then going into 6 years of a degree or 3 or 4 years of a degree,
Hardcore.
I reckon it is. I reckon it is hardcore. Let's ask these guys, Thomas.
Thomas
Let's talk.
Eazy-E, the rapper from the United States of America, is here. Eazy. So before your life of crime and rapping, did you ever consider a degree?
It was in the back of my mind in case I did need it to get a job I would like. But when it came down to it, you just have to kind of have a look around and try things to find out whether you actually need to go and get that degree or
What would you have done?
not. If it wasn't for this, I think I would have got into biology.
Into biology.
Yeah,
Wow,
which
okay.
most jobs and careers you need a degree for.
Guys, let us know if you're having trouble hearing us as well. We're just operating off a little mic on
Is
a
biology
mobile
when you
phone.
have
It's a
two
bit
girls?
noisy.
No.
Is what?
Biology when you have two girls? By.
Oh, no. That sounds like a dad joke to me.
Dad joke.
And so, and what stage, Thomas, did you decide that you might give real estate a crack?
I was at a stage in my life where I was working two jobs without a degree, and I was still thinking about whether to go to a university or to TAFE. But then
Loud.
once I found this opportunity, I took it, and it's just led me here to a stage where a degree is not necessary and I can make my career without one.
Yeah. And I think, the good thing about coming straight into a career as well, guys, is that you get money for it. You're getting paid for it. And there is an enormous amount of training. And look, this is not a plug for real estate, which it's just really a discussion. Should you go and do a 3, 4, 5, 6 year degree, or should you maybe just go straight out into the workforce, give it a go, and just see if there's something there that you love? We'll talk about Jade in a moment, our daughter,
I
actually,
got
because
to think,
that's an interesting
like
one.
the kids that are going out now, I've got to think there's an absolute passion for what you need to do. So I think if you are floppy, it's dangerous. But I think if you just know that that is your degree and you're super passionate and you love it, you know, you can't squash that. But I think people who are here are impartial. There's nothing wrong with working for a year and seeing if you like that industry before you double down on that degree. Some parents would be mortified to hear that because they don't want their kids to continue the mojo that they have studying.
Jono, what do you think?
For me personally, I never really thought about getting a degree. School wasn't really the best thing for me. I didn't really love it, to be honest. So I kind of just got straight into work straight away. And I had a family fruit shop that ended up selling. And then I had interest in real estate. So then I ran into Mark and then here I am.
Where's the fruit shop?
Hard workers.
Yeah, seriously hard workers. And Jono works with me on my team. I can honestly tell you guys that the level of training that these guys get, you know, and the resources that you have, I reckon you could take them anywhere, Jono.
No, definitely.
I really do. I mean, there wouldn't be too many teams in the country that run at the kind of pace that we run at. I'm always saying to these guys, they're still on their phones at 10:30 at night. I'm always going, can you go to bed? Please stop working. Go get a life. It was Valentine's the other day. And there we all are, like, chatting with each other. I'm like, we really all need to get a life. But, you know, this level of training that you know, you're getting sometimes in these sorts of roles, you just can't get it. You're not going to find that at uni. You know, you're just not.
It's life experience in general.
It is. Yeah, I agree. Like, And I'm always saying, if you've got good old-fashioned common sense, you're going to get really, really far. And a great work ethic, you're going to get really, really far.
I
want to talk about Jade as well, our daughter, because that's an interesting one. She's about to embark on her degree.
Yes.
So our daughter, who turned 18 yesterday, happy birthday, Jade, got into nursing. She's wanted to do it for a really, really long time. She got into a number of universities and she starts next week. And she came in to do some part-time work at Novak and absolutely loved it. Didn't think that she was going to love it, and she absolutely loves it. And she said to us the other day, you know what, guys, maybe I will just come and work at Novak for a year before I go and embark on the degree.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, Jade, no, you've been waiting for a long time to go and do this degree. Go and give it a crack. And if for whatever reason you just don't like it and your passion is towards real estate, then that's a very different situation.
Dangerous waters.
Why?
I think it's got to be your kid's idea as well, hey? If it's mum and dad's idea, I think there's sometimes recourse, bad recourse, but it's got to be, the kids have got to double down on what they're passionate about, what they love.
Yeah. But, Mark,
you know what? Having said that, I don't reckon there's anything, like, If I had a boy and a couple of boys and they wanted to be a plumber, electrician, carpenter, cheering.
Girls can be those too, just saying.
If I had a girl that wanted to be a plumber, carpenter, chippy.
Yeah.
But cheering, electrician. Well said.
Oh, mate. Trades, for but, sure. My yeah, God.
I think a trade.
Seriously.
These guys can scale their business ridiculously.
Yeah.
They can work.
Yeah.
They can work and get paid. You know, they're not stuck. Like, the harder they work, the more they make. I don't mind a good old trade. And particularly, you know, you've seen the last 2, 3, 4, 5 years in building.
That's pretty cool. You did a bit of concreting.
Yeah. And it's good to see.
He does concreting on his day off because he's bored.
I did not know that.
Because he's bored.
Not for long. Thomas is coming in.
It's a good trade. You get to meet a lot of people, and if it's what you like to do, if you enjoy it, then it's a really good industry for you to be successful in.
Concreting.
Yeah. Concreting, well, any type of trade.
And yeah, they're
very,
the trades.
The concreters are very good at swearing as well.
Mark, I just want to ask you, because you came out of school, did not go do a degree.
Yep.
Came into real estate. And what did that, so ordinarily, let's say a degree looks, you know, like a 3 to 4 year degree. What did you do in that first 3 to 4 years in terms of, and it doesn't have to be dollar wise, guys. I know everyone always thinks of success as how much money you make. It's definitely not. Success is about doing something that you love and that you feel passionately about. And if you then get remunerated for that, then lucky you. But that definitely doesn't define success for the vast majority of people. But what did real estate look like for you, Mark, in that after 3 to 4 years. You would have gone and done a degree, but you
I think
didn't.
The hardest thing coming out of school is, me personally, I wanted to do car stereos. So I love car stereos. My passion was car stereos. I love car stereos. Yeah, that's what I wanted to do.
Okay.
So I went to a company called Stratford Car Stereos.
Car radios.
Car radios.
Yeah.
And I got a job. And then they put me on another guy and they said, you've got 2 weeks trial with the other guy. And he was like, his toolbox was much bigger than mine. He got the job after 2 weeks. And then my cousin said, you should get into real estate. So I just tried it.
And then what did that 3 to 4 years look like for you once you were in?
So the first year was...
I enjoyed
task-based stuff. Like, I loved that I could just... That's what I want you to do, go. So when I first started, I was like a receptionist doing the banking, taking the rent, you know, cutting keys, putting signs up in front of properties. And it was just like, job, go. That's a job, go. That's a job, go. And I really enjoyed that process. Very different to school. School, I enjoyed the camaraderie, but not the academics.
Okay, but that might have been the first year. Was that the first 3 years, 4 years, five years?
That was the first year.
Okay, what did the first... I'm asking you this question and there's no answer probably. I haven't had my coffee yet.
I think you just took a chunk out of my neck. That was aggressive.
What did the first 3 to 4 years look like? Was it, had you escalated in your career?
I just people about degrees and stuff, and you're like, you want to flex, do you? You want to flex. Well, what happened was I went to the moon within 2 years, 3 years. No, so then what happened is I got fired, and my boss said to me, which I'm really, I thought he was serious at the beginning, but I realized I'm really amused by now. He said I was too good for his office. And I actually believed him at the time. I was like, what a compliment. Yeah, you're right. See ya. Thanks. Thank you. He fired me. I was like, how good am I?
That won't happen to you.
And then,
you are good, but you'll never get fired.
Too good for this office. And he fired me. So I left and then I kept going to the same office for the same job, Mick Vakoff. Because he kept advertising this in the paper and basically smashed it in his office. He just gave me a desk and all these properties to sell, just like a list of buyers and a list of sellers. And I just started doing sales. And he's like, shit, I don't even have to pay this guy commission. And I smashed that for a couple of years, for about a year and a half. And then I went to go overseas and I went back to Harbord Real Estate. Went into a really good office. It was a really, really good. Like the principal was military, the team was awesome that he'd built and just smashed sales. So by sort of 19, 20, I was doing some really good commissions. I was number one in the country out of 700 salespeople and buying property for myself.
Yeah.
You know, so it gave, you know, I think out there, didn't do the degree, I was earning and I love that sort of task-based management work. Is that the long? I was trying to get the answer short, but
no, it was really, really long. But you know,
see, what do you reckon?
I think it's you can see. I can see similarities in the way that business is run today. So it really, actually puts things in perspective for me.
Oh yeah. Mark came from the School of Hard Knocks with real estate for sure. Definitely. I mean, that's the other thing. You
is
know,
that you what learn- you meant? Is that what you heard?
Yeah.
What you meant?
No, but you're learning disciplines, I think, you know, that you wouldn't ordinarily. And listen, guys, it's not flagging university. Absolutely. Our daughter's about to start next week. But
first
definitely not. It's just a matter of doing something that you love. Because if you do, then you will be good at it. Mark obviously found his niche very, very early on.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes people a little bit longer. I'm one of those people. I only worked it out when I was 46 years old.
So
when I got into sales, you know, and I was like, this is it. This is what I've always wanted to be doing. And, you know, hence why I hit the ground running. But the undercurrent was there already because of the training. And that's what you guys are getting. You're getting this phenomenal training. And whether you stay in real estate or whether you take that and go and work in some other industry.
There is, it's a little thing, yeah.
But there is nothing that, you know, is going to set you up for this sort of stuff. I mean, Jono, what does a day look like?
It starts probably the first message from Lisa is about 6:30 in the morning. And then...
Not this morning. I woke up later than Jono.
So it starts quite early and pretty much runs the whole way through. Last night, we'll message each other at about 10 o'clock. So it's just...
It's illegal now.
Yeah, it's illegal, but I'm just as bad.
So I'll have something on my mind. I'll text Jono, and then next minute he responds. I'm like, no, don't respond now. Go to sleep.
Yeah, I think it's just, you just get so used to it. When I first started in the role, I was like, what's going on? This is crazy. But now it's just, I'm just so used to it. Like, I see a message from Lisa at 10 o'clock, first instinct is to reply. And I think that's just coming over time, like just learning the work ethic and how to get through the day and all that sort of stuff. So I don't think you learn that many other places. So it's going to take you very far.
So do you reckon that's adaptable? Not that Jono's ever going to leave, because he's never, ever leaving me, but... Do you think that kind of thing is adaptable? I mean, would you consider that is somewhat of a degree?
I think
all the things, because we've been working together now for...
Almost 2 years.
I mean, that training, Jono, I remember when you came into my team.
Yeah.
And, you know, you definitely, you had the work ethic.
That, you know, that theory, it's almost like psychology, or it's almost like theory that you're applying to stuff. So... You know, like in mathematics, once you've got that theory side of it down, you can actually start solving problems. And I think if you have a good mentor and a good office and you've been trained well, you'll do that for yourself with family, with the business.
Yeah, I agree. 100%.
Also, just as a special edition today, we did a song. Eazy-E's done a song for us just to summarise everything we've spoken about. And we're going to start something like this.
No, we're not.
He does have a good voice, Thomas, though, because Thomas now has sort of transitioned into the sales side of the office, and I hear Thomas singing to all the music in the office. You do have a good voice, Thomas. There could be an album coming. Stay tuned.
Eazy-E. He's here for you today.
All right. And so why are we with these boys as well so early in the morning? I think this is a kind of a really nice way to wrap it up, actually. We were doing a desk shuffle, which we do often, probably every 6 months, I reckon, in the office.
When people get moved around, so there's a stimulation always in the office. It's never same people, same. It's, you know, we always move desks. Every 6 months, everyone moves their desk.
And every 6 months, everyone gets really annoyed by it. Everyone's like, it's the desk shuffle, no. Yeah. And then we all move desk and we go, I actually really like my new desk and the new people. Yeah.
You got new people around you.
Yeah. But these guys on Monday night, Mondays are a really, really busy day in real estate. We were having a particularly busy day. We'd had about 3 or 4 new listings.
It's 4 hours a day, isn't it? Yeah.
It was really busy on Monday. And Mark decided that, you know, he'd asked these guys if they would help with the desk shuffle. So I was leaving the office. It was about 8:30 on Monday night, and they looked like they were nowhere near finished. I said, guys, finish it. There's no, just leave. It'll all be here in the morning. No, we're going to stay here. Anyway, Jono had messaged me, I think it was midnight, and it was a vendor report. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. I know he's still in the office. I cannot believe this. These boys did not leave until that job was done. What happened, Thomas? The lights turned out or something?
Oh, the auto lights turned off.
The lights turned off in the office around 11:30. So we decided that we just had to finish up a couple of things just because we couldn't see, and then pack up and go out.
So I just want to say, there is no degree at university that is going to teach you those kind of work ethics, like literally no degree. And so Mark had decided this morning to take these boys out for a really beautiful breakfast, and rightfully so.
We went to the gym.
But, you know, there's no degree that's going to train them.
And we had buffet breakfast.
Yeah, which we're halfway through. So well done to you boys. Seriously, you have work ethics that we hardly ever see. In 22 years of running our business, and we've had some phenomenal people come through the ranks, there's no doubt about it. And there are some phenomenal people that continue to work with us at Novak. But these work ethics are like, yeah, it's as good as it gets. As good as it. There's nothing that you guys wouldn't be able to accomplish. Nothing. Honestly. Yeah.
Pay it down.
You're an absolute pleasure to work with.
Pay it down, old people. Pay it down.
Beautiful, Mark. All right, guys.
I was starting the song.
Oh, you were starting.
Pay it down, old people. Pay it down.
No, that's not happening.
No, but what I mean is pay it down is I think it's really important. For
only on Fridays does it go mental.
I think it's important that people that are good at their craft to pay it down. I think it's good for people that, you know, are experienced to pay it down. So those young people coming through the ranks, super important to keep, you know, to keep them, to feed them, you know, education, skills and stuff like that. And it's nice. It's a good energy that we get from you guys. And vice versa, and I think that's the beauty about business. Worries me a little bit with work from home, because you think to yourself, how are these younger generations going to get trained? But certainly not a problem in our industry. And pay it down, eh?
Yeah, 100%, 100%. All right. On that note, we're going to go and finish our brekkie with these legends, guys. Have a great day, and no doubt you'll see us on here very, very soon.
Take care, everyone.
See ya.
See ya.